32. Go for it.
Good evening. This is the June 21st, 2011 business meeting of Advisory Neighborhood Commission 1D for Mount Pleasant. It's now 7:12, and the meeting is in order. All six commissioners are present. And so the first order of business is that we hear, we have public discussion, and we go around the room starting. You can arrange yourself for what position you want to speak by where you sit. And we start in the left corner. But first, do you want to say something? Mm-hmm.
I do. And so not sure exactly where this comes in the order of things, but I know I talked with Greg about it, so this is a friendly motion. But I know that we have some of our colleagues in government here from the D.C. Public Library, and I know contrary to all of what's in the press, they are indeed friends. And so I just wanted to make a motion that we give them 5 minutes, which I think probably could be longer than what most of the people have, but 5 minutes just to make a presentation or to speak. I believe they may have had something prepared to share with the ANC. So, and that's just to kind of forge some common ground here and some collaboration as we move forward through what needs to happen tonight. And maybe even before they speak, if we could just kind of highlight in bullet point fashion what some of our concerns are likely to be so that during their presentation time they can speak to that. That's my motion, to allow the library at least 5 minutes just to make their presentation and for us to highlight what our concerns will be so they can be responsive.
Is there a second? Second? Laura seconds. Discussion? Jack?
Yeah, we have the usual public discussion period. Would that not be sufficient? I mean, we allow 5 minutes for representatives of organizations, do we not?
Right.
So that would be perfectly appropriate.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and that's totally fine. I know I wasn't sure how long the time was that we allowed for each individual, but just because of what we have happening, and I know this is a dedicated meeting, I just wanted to make sure that that we dedicated time to just accord that professional courtesy to our colleagues in government.
It's not courtesy. It's part of our resolution.
Okay, great.
That we've worked with for a long time. And so the choice would be 5 minutes for the institution, or 9 minutes with 3 minutes each.
9 minutes with 3 minutes each.
Okay. Well, we can let them choose when we get to them. Okay, so you withdraw your motion. Oh, wait, we can't do that.
I'm happy to withdraw the motion just as long as they get enough time to present. I just want to make sure that we're not cutting people off because I know we're kind of going around the room. So I just wanted to make sure that we knew that they are actually going to make a presentation.
Jasmine.
Yeah, can the commissioner give the presentation to the public, please? But there is a new face here. We need to say who is who.
Yes.
Okay. That's an interesting idea. I think we ought to do that at the beginning of each meeting. Thank you, Jasmine. I'll lead off. I'm Greg Edwards. I'm commissioner for 1D, which is the area around we're in it right now, and plus a block up the street. It has about half the business district.
Excuse me, I'm 1D01. You are 6.
Oh, excuse me, 3. Thank you.
I'm 3.
Okay, so I'm 4. I never pay attention. I don't pay much attention to the numbers. I'm 4. But I'm also serving as chair.
And I'm Shina Terrell. I'm the commissioner for ANC 1D05. So that's the area that goes from Lamont Street down to Hobart Street. And then east to west, it goes from... Yeah. Oh, I know my area by heart, though. East to west, it goes from 17th Street over to Adams Mill Road, and then I have a small section of Mount Pleasant Street.
I'm Angelia Scott, also known as Stormy. I'm the commissioner for 1D06.
Vice Chair. I'm Laura Wilson-Phelan. I'm the commissioner for 1D2. You can see that section up in the top right-hand corner.
I'm Jasmine Romero, 1D01. 18th Street, Lamont Street, Parole, you know, this is my area.
I'm Jack, and my area is the northwest, the row house portion of Mount Pleasant.
Good. Can we, Neftali, to Kieras Chala? Kieras Chala?
Si usted quiere hablar, dice. Usted tiene tiempo para.
Sorry, let me talk to him. No, it actually, hey, Asni, when you do it in Spanish, after, it would be helpful after in Spanish to also explain what this time is for in English, because sometimes people come into our meetings and they don't know what this is about.
Ahorita usted tiene tiempo para que se presente, diga quién es y a lo que viene. En unos minutos más viene el intérprete, pero aquí le vamos a ayudar porque China, Laura y yo hablamos español e inglés. Entonces, él le va a dar el micrófono. Siempre tenemos la costumbre que cada quien tiene sus minutos.
Can you explain in English what I said, please? Okay, well, actually, I guess I wasn't paying super close attention.
Hola, soy Neftali Vázquez. Vivo en el 3110 Mount Pleasant Street.
Hi, I'm Neftali Vázquez. I'm living 3110 Mount Pleasant Street. Also, he's the owner for the Pupuseria San Miguel, and we have the point and the agenda. Thank you.
But with the permission of the chair, I think that Yasmin asked me just to explain what she just said this time was for. And so basically, it's the time for the people in the audience to introduce themselves, if you like, but to also speak to any of the items that you see on our open agenda, which I'm sure Jack doesn't mind putting up for everyone. But there are a few things that we were considering discussing tonight, and we're not sure or would have you in what order. But if you wanted to speak to anything that that you want the ANC to know or any concerns that you have or what have you, this is the public discussion time to do that. We put that time at the beginning of our ANC meeting instead of together with the particular issue that we're discussing. But then, of course, after, the library will present.
Actually, they're going to be considered in order as part of the public discussion. And let me also add that you don't have to address the points on the agenda. You can talk about anything you wish for your 3 minutes. Okay, Jasmine.
Neftali, usted tiene 3 minutos para explicar a lo que viene, el permiso que necesita, y aquí se va a interpretar en inglés, pero usted tiene que hablar por usted lo que necesita. Entonces tiene 3 minutos.
I told you he has 3 minutes for he explained something about.
I talk to him that he has 3 minutes for his play, why he's coming, what is the agenda point, and we translate another people in English. So, explique, por favor.
Great.
Jack.
Yeah, I want to point out that we can also invite people in the audience to speak in conjunction with any resolution that we consider. By agreement of the commission, we can call on the audience if we so choose.
Yes, by it takes a majority vote to allow to break the business meeting and to allow people to participate in the discussion during the meeting. Okay.
Hello, my name is Candace McMurray, and I'm here on behalf of Fiesta DC. Actually, I'm waiting for Maria Perales. She's going to do the speaking. Thank you.
Good afternoon, evening. My name is Ana Reyes, and I am the treasurer of DC, Fiesta DC. I'm going to try to respond to questions you may have about Fiesta DC.
Good evening. My name is Glenn Klee. I'm the manager over at Melissa's Beauty Hair Salon and also the deputy vice president for the Mount Pleasant Business Association. I'm also here just to take notes and to listen to hear what you got to say. Thank you.
My name is Joe Harkins. I've lived in the neighborhood 35 years on Harvard Street. I'm basically here to find out, are we going with 4D or 3D, the new police? Are we going back to 4D? I got some kind of notice on this about readjusting the boundaries.
Is that a question you're permitted
to? Yeah, may I respond to that?
Sure. Yes.
The answer is, and this is on the agenda tonight, according to Chief Lanier's proposal and her intent, that yes, our PSA would go into the 4th District, and our headquarters would be out on Georgia Avenue instead of down here on B Street. There is a meeting here tomorrow night with the Chief and with Jim Graham, because, oh, I'm sorry, it's tomorrow night. Jim Graham opposes it. I have a resolution to oppose it. I think we can head this off. But, yeah, that's the current plan is to make this 4T.
Like I said, you know me, Jack. I was involved in the cab business. Remember me. It's the right of way for you. I've been looking around here. My son's a 4D cop. I mean, I'm neutral on this, but I just thought I'd throw that out. Grew up around here. So if it goes that way, you have a cop. Okay, thank you.
Archie Williams.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Archie Williams. I'm the Intergovernmental Affairs Specialist for the D.C. Public Library. And, of course, we're here to address any matters that come up with the D.C. Public Library. And this is Jeff, who will do our presentation.
Good evening. Jeff Bonvecchio, Director of Capital Construction for the D.C. Public Libraries. And is this our five-minute presentation, or is that
you're,
or are we just introducing?
No, you have each 3 minutes.
Oh. Did Archie yield his time to us?
He could take it back because of possible misunderstandings. We're just trying to be neighborly here.
Okay. If it's okay with you, Mr. Chairman, Chris Wright and I would like to give a brief presentation. We have copies of material for the commissioners that we could pass out and then talk from those materials.
Okay, but you can rearrange your time somewhat within the 9 minutes.
Thank you.
And I'm not a Mr. Chairman, I'm just Greg.
Okay, what Chris is passing out are a series of plan sheets that we'll be talking from, and we are here in regards to the BZA application 18240, which is a request for variance, and the variance that we are seeking is a reduction of the 15-foot rear yard setback for the addition of the Mount Pleasant Library. The next sheet that's marked 037 shows an aerial bird's eye view of the addition that's already constructed on the site that builds up to our rear property line. This is complete. All three floors are the ground floor, second floor, and the roof are all complete on this addition at this point. And slide 38 is an additional, slides 38 through 39 are just additional views of the addition that is in place at the site. Going back to the very first page, which is sheet L201, the area that we're seeking relief from is on the portion of the building that is on the top of the plan sheet. We are seeking the zoning requirements require that to be a 15-foot setback from the property line. And in this case, both to the right and the left of the center stairs of the library, the zoning regs then would say those would be 0-foot setbacks that we could construct up to the, okay, that's an excellent slide up there. May I approach the point of the slide on the... Thank you. So the library is here. This is the rear of the building that we're speaking of and where the addition is currently built. The relief we're seeking is the 15-foot setback along this property line. The zoning regs, as they are written, would allow us, if we didn't build back here in this corner, the zoning regs would allow us a 0-foot setback on either side, which means we could construct, or we could have chosen to build up to either side of these buildings, and we made the decision to build back here. We are now seeking that this 15-foot setback, we be granted relief of that 15-foot requirement, given keeping access here and here open. And this addition does, this is, as we all know, this is the only library in Ward 1. The existing size of this building is just under 15,000 square feet. Adding the addition brings about approximately another 3,000 gross square feet to the building, which allows us to create a 100-person meeting room, as well as move all of the mechanical equipment that is in this building into the addition, which frees up the entire building for library uses. So we're maximizing the amount of usable library space for library programming and housing mechanical equipment and staff in the meeting room in the addition portion. Yes.
Hi.
Excuse me. In order to allow him to finish his presentation, let's allow him to finish his presentation, and then we can have the commissioners can discuss it.
I mean, in essence, the bulk of my presentation does request this 15 feet to be waived so the building can sit on the lot within the zoning requirements set forth in this particular zone. And again, we are here because there is a zoning case on July 19th, which will be heard by the Board of Zoning Adjustments. And as we are required to give this ANC Great Way, we are presenting this here and asking for the ANC support tonight for this variance in order to complete the library project. I'm now available to answer any questions that the commissioners may have.
Jasmine.
Hi, I'm Jasmine. I'm President 3145 Mount Pleasant Street Tenant Association. The building was burning 3 years ago.
And I'm pointing to the right area. That's where the Dovo was?
Yes. Okay. My question is, where is the emergency or alley for, but this is we're looking for, the fire department truck or something can come, behind to the buildings? Because there is like a 3 or 4 building was burning and some people died because we don't have access to anything for emergency behind to the library and the buildings. Thank you.
I'm unable to speak entirely for the department for DC Fire and EMS regarding how they would approach fire access in this area. We are, however, keeping this 15-foot swath between the library and the lot marked 829 open. There won't be any obstructions between these two buildings. But I'm unfortunately I'm unable to speak for the fire department on how they would fight fires in this area.
We're looking for the alley, the Lamon Street to behind to Mount Pleasant Street. This is we need because
you're seeking an alley.
Yeah, and this is where exactly the alley, Lamon to this. This is we're looking for that.
An access route, not an alley.
Well, if you're looking for an access route along here, obviously working with the Department of Transportation to actually create an alleyway, which would mean, and again, I'm speaking from some limited understanding of what would be required, but easements would be needed from this property owner, from your building, from this building, from the church, this apartment building, in order to be able to construct an alley through this stretch And again, that would be a question for the Department of Transportation, the Fire Department, and Councilmember Graham's office, if that is a need for an actual fire access lane to be created.
My question is, okay, with respect to the alley, my understanding is that the area behind here had been closed since 1972 and that there was never really right of passage for vehicles. Is that correct?
It's never been an official public alley, and there's been a fence that has run along this property line for, I believe, for as long as the library has been here, as well as there is at least a 30 to 36 inch grade difference between, you know, from this point moving forward to Lamont Street. There is a retaining wall there right now.
So a fire truck has never been able to pass through the behind the library?
That's correct. There's, you know, to my knowledge, I don't want to say they've never been able to. There is width, especially here, to my knowledge, they've never chosen to utilize this to fight a blaze in that area.
Okay.
And again, I don't like speaking for those areas that I'm not
right.
Well, that versed in.
Thanks.
Fire protection is definitely one of those areas.
Your time is up.
Okay.
But the commission may wish, I'm going to recognize commissioners, and perhaps they will have questions. Jack?
I believe we were discussing this earlier concerning the application for a variance specifically, that we might take that up at the July 5th meeting or have an emergency meeting.
Well, an emergency meeting.
Yes. So we would not necessarily be dealing with that issue tonight. I think that's premature, but we would certainly have to deal with it in July.
I'm going to move around.
Sure.
Besides, you've already had a turn. Chasman.
I agree with Jack. We don't take any decision tonight because there is too many things. It's not clear for me because I know never was open, but never was too many fires, you know. And we're looking for too many people need, you know, some people die. And we're looking for resolution, but we try to work it for the community.
Laura.
I would just say that is the first time I've ever heard that alleyway was never open. My understanding from all the conversation all along was that was an accessible route. So I know you've been working on this for a long time, Greg. I'm very curious about your thoughts about that.
May I? It was open, and when I came in 1974, was open, and the areas behind these buildings was one of the charms of Mount Pleasant because the neighbors would talk with each other and there was a lot of traffic. Always Mount Pleasant Neighbors Association worked hard to get everybody to put up fences when the crack cocaine epidemic came and thievery was omnipresent. While never a formal alley, it certainly was a public access, although nobody went to the trouble of claiming that right, which you can do. Everything changed when after the Deauville fire, and we saw that in these buildings, the fire mass expands very rapidly. And because the buildings are old and they have a lot of wood in them and it's arranged with very old wood that goes up immediately, then we discovered that perhaps even a couple thousand people are in danger, and the alley needs to come back through Lamont Street because, as you may remember from the appendix, the report, that's the only way that ladder trucks can get through.
Greg, pardon me, we're spending too much time on this.
All right.
It would be helpful now if we could agree to make the July 5th meeting into a meeting specifically to deal with the BZA resolution.
We need to do it a day before that because we have to get it in 14 days in advance.
I just have a quick question.
Stormy, by the way, has been asking you to be recognized. Stormy.
I first want to say that this timing thing is already on my nerves. Can we just stick to answering stuff and responding to stuff without long drawn on things? Because we got an issue to go into tonight that's going to take a little time. I just want to say this one thing. I was in this community, as I've always said, from the time I was a child. And yes, we did used to access everything that was behind these buildings. And no, it was not always trashy either. So it was accessible, but it never came up about the importance of this issue and a fire, because it never existed a fire such as this magnitude. And that's why it's an issue now, but it was never blocked off, no.
China.
Okay, so my questions are one for you, Greg, but if you could answer after the next one. But I'm going to ask you whether we are trying to consider tonight this resolution on the library. But then my question for the library team is if you could just respond specifically to the point about the alley ever having been closed or not. And then second, if you could also respond to just whether, like, procedurally, has DCRA already issued a stop work order, or when do you expect that? Those two questions for the library, and then Greg, if you don't mind answering whether you plan to push the resolution tonight.
On the first issue, we've heard from DCRA, and the statement that we have received from them is that they will not take any action until the variance hearing on the project, and that is their statement as of this afternoon regarding this particular issue. And I'll let Chris Wright answer your second question regarding the access.
I think I appreciate the time. I think it is important that the commission know that there is not and has not been a public alleyway inside this block. At some point in the past, there may have been the ability for people to walk across private property easily if there were no fences, but there are no historical plat maps showing a public alley through this space. It is all private property. It has been and it is now.
China, and then a little answer, and then I'm going. My sense of the commission is that we need to move to the night's business immediately thereafter. So, China.
No,
oh, yes. We have two resolutions urging DCRA to put a stop work order in for the moment. But the other resolution, I need time to a lot of time to prepare because of the issues, but not tonight.
Oh. So not tonight for any of the three resolutions?
No, two of them tonight.
Two of them tonight, the two on the
stop
work order?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then my suggestion is that if people disagree with me, we can take a vote, but my sense of the commission is that there's a call to move on right now, and that we can discuss the other issues when we get to the two resolutions later on. But Stormy, you didn't talk very much, so I'll break the rule.
No, because this is taking too long. You're drawing out. The answers or responses do not have to be drawn out. I say that at every meeting, you know, and we haven't even finished the public discussion. We just stopped. We got their presentation. We still yet have to go back and finish public discussion.
Okay, so I take the consensus of the chair has ruled that this part is over. And I welcome a motion to overturn the commission's my ruling. Yes, Jasmine, do you have a motion to? Then I don't recognize.
Before you say the finish, I have only one comment. This is I need. Okay, give me 1 minute, please.
1 minute.
Okay, this is okay. If the for the library team, if you need that we pass the resolution For me, I think you need, you know, put the all information and the especially emails to ANC, because we don't know nothing about. We need information before take one decision. I mean, what is the process, step by step or something, you know? But not in the in the Google groups, but only the ANC. But this is not public right now. So we need the comments, emails, and we wanted to study. Maybe next time we take decision. But I don't know nothing about what is the.
Thank you, Jasmine. Okay, now we go on to finish public discussion. Would you hand it to the next person down the line? I believe.
Excuse me, we'd like to thank you guys for coming to do your presentation.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reyes. I'm with Councilmember Graham's office. Can you hear me now? I don't think I need a mic, but I'm just here to listen in and anything that I can be a help of. Okay?
Sure. Chris?
I do have some flyers that we're going to pass around in regards of the proposition of MPD on moving PSA 301 to 4D. The council member will be holding a meeting tomorrow here, same place at 7 o'clock. And we have invited a council member, not council member, the chief lanier, but I think she will send somebody and her representation. And this is co-sponsored by Commissioner Jack McKay. That we always, yes, that we always, you know, he has been very vocal in all of the PSA's meeting and PSA 301 meeting. So hopefully tomorrow we can come and voice our opinions on how this is going to affect the community, especially Mount Pleasant.
Anything else, Jackie?
This will be it. This will be my minute.
Okay.
Chris Otten, how's everyone doing? Happy solstice. Just on the point, I'm surprised to see the library here. You know, today the BZA approved of the ANC's appeal, and it's just interesting to hear from the library that DCRA is not going to actually enforce what they're supposed to do at this point, is to stop the work order until they get the variance. So that's why I encourage the commission to really to pass those resolutions tonight that request a stop order to put DCRA on notice that this is a dangerous situation, especially with the hydrants. I mean, I walked around. Three of the five hydrants that surround this historic district are not even banded. We don't even know if they work. So that's a serious concern given what's happened also in this corridor. So I encourage you all to pass those resolutions tonight. Thank you.
Good evening. Maria Patricia Corrales from Fiesta DC. And I hope I can answer some of the questions that might be arising in my presentation. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Maria.
Does that say that you intend to give a further presentation?
I do apologize. Maybe I'm not so familiar with the meetings, but what I was told is that a resolution is going to be presented today for Fiesta DC with the recommendations.
We met on this just an hour, two hours ago, and I suggested that each person gets 3 minutes, or together mm-hmm. five.
Yes.
And that you could present during this time.
Okay, that's what I meant to say.
So,
I'm sorry.
Would you like to make some statements about Fiesta DC at this point?
Yeah, Fiesta DC is. Let's say I have. I read the resolution, and what I'm trying to agree on the fact is that all the traffic control issues that is in the attachment, it would be reviewed along with my traffic control expert that is actually handling the permit, and it would be a merge of needs and necessities in order for us to have the permit for the access of the festival. In terms of the booths for the for all the 20 booths requested and into the attachment, I have I will meet with the two associations. I actually met with one tonight and actually see which is the best solution for all of us to agree and meet and have a decent agreement between the parties and not to say that I do accept, I don't accept. I have a board that I have to go through also, and they are reviewing all of this, and we will come and input. And we are, I will be talking and approaching to all the parties to have an actually consensus. And the last thing that I want to say is traffic control is one, businesses is the other one. The person that is going to be the liaison in order to emergencies has been identified as of right now, and I brought her in. Her name is Candy McNamara. She will be at the event, and she will have, we already have the number for emergencies, 202-716-6260. That would be the number to release and will be publicated for emergencies. And the other addition is that it's a point well taken for the last meeting of June 7th that we did not announce, we did not put a banner on the entrance of for the festival, announcing the festival in advance, and that will be done this year. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Faye Armstrong, would you like to...
Okay. I didn't expect to see the library.
Can you give the microphone?
Nor did we.
I had already inquired if she wanted to speak in public discussion, and the answer was negative. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. So we can now move on.
Let me suggest, Senator Vasquez has been sitting here very patiently for an hour. Could we perhaps deal immediately with his issue, the Pupo City of San Miguel, and then proceed to the rest of the evening's business so that he can go take care of his business?
While we're at it, then, let me also... this is a time where everybody should put in their requests. I have a request from Fiesta D.C. that we discuss them immediately because they have children to take care of immediately. So, and there are three of them, so I think that perhaps they could go afterwards. Are there any other requests or changes in the order? Seeing none, then I suggest we skip the officers' reports and move directly to to item 5. Jack, if the motion is yours, I believe. Well, it's Stormy's. Yours and Stormy's.
It's Stormy's motion because it's in her single member district. If Stormy wishes, I will read it.
It's fine.
Okay, reading for Stormy. Concerning public space application number 63,000 for 3110 Mount Pleasant Street Northwest, the Pupuseria San Miguel. Resolved that ANC Wendy advises the Public Space Committee and the Public Space Office to approve this application on the following grounds. 1. The proposed use of public space will not adversely affect the public's need for the use of that space, which is already practically inaccessible. 2. The proposed sidewalk cafe will be an economic benefit to Mount Pleasant and the district by expanding the space available for this restaurant to serve customers. 3. The proposed sidewalk cafe will make good use of public space that currently offers no benefits to the public. 4. The proposed sidewalk cafe will contribute to the atmosphere of Mount Pleasant Street as a safe and vibrant public locale. 5. As far as this ANC knows, the proposed cafe would comply with the pertinent laws and regulations. And I would like to take this opportunity to second the motion.
The only I want to make a question for him. Sorry.
Courtesy dictates that Stormy has a chance to also make comments. Since
Okay. My comments is only that I ditto what has been read in the resolution. Ready to take a vote if there's no discussion.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, I therefore ask all in favor of this resolution signify by raising your hands. It is 6-0.
Only when somebody's played to him because it's very, very fast. Que alguien te explique ya todo listo. No entendió mucho. Can you use your microphone, please?
No. If he understands, then let's move on. Okay, the second item of the next item of the agenda. Let me suggest this, that you could work with one of the other ladies that are here that speak Spanish. There's several immediately behind you, and ask them to help you write a proposed resolution that we can consider a little later so we can move on. We don't have a lot of time, and that way we can consider the written resolution. ¿Quiere que yo traduir? All right, but I'm trying to. Otherwise, we're not.
He accepted the resolution as is.
But yeah, I have a question. I just want to. I mean, this is a motion just to the commissioners, and I know we're like moving it along, and we have a lot that we want to cover. I favor that. I myself have to leave at 8:30 because I have international guests in town. But I mean, ANC 1D prides itself on being bilingual, and so if the person for whom we're passing the resolution needs some additional help, understanding, or would like, you know, to say something and we need to translate, Laura speaks Spanish, Jasmine speaks Spanish, Jackie is there, so let's find out what he wants, because this is kind of the hallmark, this is what makes our ANC unique and what makes me proud to be on it. So I'm just making a motion that we take an additional 3 minutes to figure out what's needed here, and that we work with the people we have in the audience and our commissioners to really make sure we understand.
And second. Okay. I just want to say this before we try to make him understand. Can y'all help me understand? Did we not just pass a resolution, and does he want addition to this resolution?
We don't know yet.
But
the proper form here is the chair made a ruling about how to proceed to move things forward, which is what the chair is supposed to do to keep things going. And the ruling was to ask Señor Vasquez to consult with others and to get their help in writing down in English a resolution for the items in addition that he may need.
Could I just get an answer to my question, please,
okay,
so I can understand?
So I will interpret Jasmine's motion as a motion to overturn the chair's ruling.
It was my motion, Jasmine.
No. Yeah. It's out of order. Your motion is out of order.
We also don't have translation equipment tonight.
I know. And I've been working on it, and I've got a report on that later. But this is not to do, he says that he understood. There's so forth.
The only thing that he's saying is that instead of finished asphalt for the flooring, if he could have pressure treated because of the, I guess it's so flat that some places will stop the will flood the water. If he can have some, the finish of his space could be a pressure treated finishing instead of concrete. That's the only thing.
Jack, is that necessarily?
That's simply not part of the issue here.
Right.
The only issue here is getting the public space occupancy permit. This will get it for him.
Right.
Después de pasar la resolución, usted puede ver ya los puntos que le faltan. Lo importante era pasar la resolución aquí y ya ha sido aprobado. Pero por favor, lo que yo le estaba diciendo, cuando usted no entienda algo, levante la mano y pregúntele, porque yo sé de que está contento porque la aprobamos, pero sinceramente se quedó algo así como que no entendía. Así que por favor, pregunte, que aquí hay muchas personas que con mucho gusto le vamos a ayudar a todo el que venga. I'm sorry, I'm trying.
No, Chendo. Okay, now we can move on to one of the hottest topics of the night, which is Fiesta DC.
Wait a minute.
Stormy.
I thought we were doing something else before we went to Fiesta DC. We were doing two things before we went. Something else was mentioned, was it not?
I did not.
Well, let me point out that we have other time-critical issues. For example, this matter of the shifting of our police into the 4th District, which is pertinent to a meeting that Jim Graham is holding tomorrow night. We really need to address that resolution tonight. There's also the matter of the Harvard Triangle plans. We owe DDOT a prompt response on that.
Well, we have three people here that have told me that they want to, they need to go home because of their kids, and so if the commission can like to hear, perhaps if these other items.
No tengo niños.
Well,
I would propose that the two which I would like to see passed will not take long. Will not
right.
take much time.
Is there any objection from the commission on this? Seeing none,
no.
Let's proceed. And my apologies to the Fiesta DC.
Okay, I would like to introduce the resolution to approve the Harvard Triangle plans. Resolve that ANC-UND approves the signage and pavement marking plans for the Harvard Triangle project and advises DDOT to proceed with the project as expeditiously as possible.
Second.
Discussion. I let me indicate that I want, as a friendly amendment, and if not friendly, then I will propose it as a full amendment, that we add the retention from earlier plans of the bus stop next to the Harvard Towers driveway.
I would not accept that as a friendly amendment.
All right. So I will make that amendment. Is there a second? Stormy?
I'll second it, although I think it's in the original plans.
I don't support it with that amendment. I think that Jack did an excellent resolution here. I think it's clean. I don't think that we need to conflate that issue with anything having to do with bus stops. And this meeting is supposed to be dedicated to DC Fiesta, and I think the point of our doing these two resolutions first was that they were simple and straightforward, and so when we add the bus stop issue, that complicates it for me, and I'm just, you know, I'm not ready to support the resolution with that amendment. I think this needs more discussion time.
Jasmine.
Yes, I want to try to the bus stop because this is like a 3 or 4 months. We put the next meeting. Maybe you go into next year and we don't do nothing about the bus stop. My other point is about the Harvard Triangle plans. I don't know what he's talking about. Seriously, I don't know nothing about that. Somebody can say something, but I don't know nothing.
Laura.
And what are we just going around? I don't understand what the motion
well,
is.
Well, then if... Then,
I just... Okay. Why yeah, doesn't Jack just explain it for 2 minutes?
Let me help you. Let me clarify. This has been a very hot topic for many years. And it affects a couple hundred people that live in Harvard Towers. The agreement was that we move the bus, that we had loads of meetings with DDOT and with the Washington Transit Authority and so on, and we got an agreement to move the bus stop from where
I thought we were talking just about this.
No, I made an amendment and
okay,
it was seconded.
I don't support that, no. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I want to just vote on this. I think I support what China said. I want to hear what Jack has to say about this and what the signage is he's talking about.
All right, then you can cut off discussion.
I motion to end discussion.
However,
second.
However, I was interrupted in the midst of my discussion, and I have a right to finish that. So I'm going to finish it.
Okay, good.
There are a couple of hundred people that that live in Harvard Towers, and they have the sidewalks are not. I believe there's no sidewalk on that side in the plans, and therefore the only way for them to get down to the bus stop is by Jersey barriers, and that is a very inelegant solution. And furthermore, it is often dangerous because they are moved and they have to go out into the street, which is a crosstown arterial. There are lives at stake in this, and it's not just a matter of the personal convenience of people that are in a hurry or who have the aesthetics of cleanliness of a simple statement. There are lives involved here, and there's real dangers to real people. So I urge that this be considered, and it has been put off many times. There were agreements made, and now apparently at the last moment they have disappeared from the plans, contravening the agreements that the ANC has made on this before. And I think it's also a matter of principle that when we spend a lot of time working on things, and at the last moment plans are changed, that we should ask that they be put back. This is advice to them. They can ignore it. But at least we have stood up for a large number of people. Jack.
This should have been taken up much earlier in this process because we are in the final steps of designing the revised intersections that we're talking about the pavement markings at this point. The intersection layout has been decided. And if we don't get in the way, this work will begin early next year. At this point, what is planned certainly does not conflict with a bus stop at the Harvard Towers driveway. It's not clear to me that that is included, but we can take that up at another time. Let's not interfere with this project by worrying about something which is not included and may be taken up later. Jack, I would move the vote at this time.
The motion would be out of order at this point because we have a motion on the floor.
No, the motion, I would vote on your amendment. I move the vote on your amendment now.
All right. But I'm going to say that that I hope you will allow this to come forward at another time. And I hope you will support it at another time. Okay. In that case, I will vote against my own amendment because once it's made and seconded, I can't withdraw it. All in favor of the amendment? Zero. Oh, Stormy, would you like to say something?
No, I just wanted clarity as to where we were. You said you're voting against it because it's been seconded and you can't take it back?
Right.
So we're voting on your amendment?
It's already... Okay, we were voting on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment? Seeing it's zero. All opposed?
Okay.
That's 5 minutes. I want to say something.
Take point of information.
Yep. Jasmine.
Okay.
Only want to try to explain something, but I don't know right here, you know, the China Day, the motion, she said, con another motion, hey, it's six people, it's not only two, it's not only three.
That's right. Can they
exactly
interrupt it?
Can you come back to the motion, because I don't, sorry, yeah, but I don't understand nothing, this is the reason I don't vote. Thank you.
What okay. Yes, there was a call for explanation.
Not only you, anybody. Thank you.
And
because all the time we need the last very important point very fast, and we confuse all the time.
Well, here's my understanding of what happened. I was rudely interrupted by two commissioners.
Okay, we are the commissioners.
Who interrupted me in my discussion.
Can I finish, please? Okay, we are commissioner. We don't need go running for something. We need to take the old points and give the very important the points need. All the time we say, no, pass, and that's it. It's not for me. I'm new. But I don't like that. I'm sorry.
Understood.
Thank you.
Stormy.
Can I make a motion that your amendment or your resolution or whatever the statement is called, can I make a motion that we move it and table that to the next meeting, because
sure,
it's the whole entire thing.
Sure.
And can we please vote on this original resolution?
I will second that motion to table.
It's already been voted down.
No, I didn't call for the other side.
The vote, we took a vote on the amendment. There were zero votes in favor of the amendment.
No.
That's the end of it.
And then I did not call for the other.
You're spending so much time, commissioners, on procedure tonight. We are just not getting to the work.
Sure. Then let's, I think the simple thing to do would be to respect the idea of tabling it for the next meeting. And that would resolve that we can move
with that. Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of tabling this amendment? Okay. It's four. Are you voting for or against tabling? Okay. No. So it's 4-1.
But it doesn't make any sense to table the amendment and then go back and consider the main motion. You can't do that.
Well, we can interpret it as a motion to table the issue until next meeting.
You're perfectly welcome to bring it up as a new issue at the next meeting. There's no point in tabling an amendment.
All right. Let's cut through this and just say that vote on the main motion now. All in favor? Yes. 6-0.
Jesus.
And now, if I could, the matter of the police, because I thought the other one was easy. But I hope this one will be simple.
The point of information. My question is...
You have not been recognized. Jack is recognized at this point to make the motion.
Okay, point of information.
No, Jack will finish first. Let's do this. There have been altogether too many interruptions and distractions. Let's move forward.
Resolved that ANC Wendy advises the Metropolitan Police Department to leave Mount Pleasant, PSA 301, in the 3rd MPD District, and to refrain from shifting our neighborhood into the 4th District.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there a discussion?
Yes.
Laura.
Jack, could you just explain? I read the resolution and understand the points that you have here about how communication would be more challenging, et cetera, et cetera. On your fourth point here, you have some percentages, and I just didn't really understand the context behind them. Could you just take a few seconds and explain what that means? Like, essentially, are they trying to shift us into 4 so that because we're a low crime area and it allows them to distribute their work better? And you're saying, no, stick with 3 because we have more in common with those other areas and the work distribution doesn't actually matter that much?
Excuse me. The proposal is to try to even out the crime and call for service among the 7th district. And because the 3rd district had more crime and more call for service than any other district, the chief wants to take pieces of the 3rd district and move them into other districts. And that's why there is this proposal to take Mount Pleasant and make it the wee far end of the 4th District, which goes out to Prince George's County. And this may look very nice on a spreadsheet balancing crime rates and calls for crime service, but in terms of practical policing, separating us from our neighboring neighborhoods doesn't make any sense at all.
Sure. Otherwise, I want to ask that we move around and have a second round if necessary. Go ahead.
So, but is in that plan, had they thought through, not having heard from the commission, the police commission itself, had they thought that that would enable them to provide better service to our area, or are they, you're thinking it's going to provide worse service because of the distance and because you also said the crime is in the northern area, and so therefore coming all the way down to Mount Pleasant, it would actually be a reduced amount of service? Versus, because if we're now lumped with a higher crime area, are we getting less service anyway?
This will, I believe, seriously reduce the quality of police service here, because the 4th District hardly knows that Mount Pleasant exists. We're much more intimately connected to the 3rd District and Ward 1. And there's also the matter of the Ward 1 council member, who has been extremely helpful in dealing with the police and putting our police district into the 4th District will greatly weaken his influence. We'll be trying to talk to Muriel Bowser instead. Altogether, this is a plan that kind of makes sense on paper to Chief Lanier, but doesn't make any sense to anybody else. The issue seems to be there isn't enough room to park the squad cars at the 3rd District headquarters. So those squad cars would instead be moved out to 6000 Georgia Avenue, which may ease their parking problem, but certainly doesn't do us any good. I mean, it really is. It's about parking and staffing. So it's, come tomorrow night and you will get the full story.
Jasmine.
Okay, there's a couple things. Number one, I want to know what is the difference between the 4D and 3D, because we had the 4D for a long time. We was better to now. Nobody asked for community what they need, because we have a lot of problem with the discrimination or something from the 3D. We don't have too many police like before. There's too many crimes in Mount Pleasant Street because the people know the we don't have the police after 2 o'clock in the morning. A lot of people come on the time, include me, and we walking, somebody follow me, try to rob me, and we don't have nobody. Only one time, the one meeting I call, you know, the Officer Lania, and she put one police, only for a few hours. This is one. Another one, this is political team or what? This is what I want to know, but I don't understand. Because for me, it's better the community need. No, we want to need, because only we represent the community. Another point is, if the World 1 can work with 4D? This is the question I have. But I want to know, because a lot of people ask me something like that. There are a lot of people, the Latino community, don't have comfortable with Latino police for 3D. Sorry.
I'll try to answer those questions from my experience when it gets to me. Laura, oh, you've already had your turn. Stormy.
Okay, I'm all in favor of not combining 3D with 4D. Having also lived in 4D and also seeing the MPD's operations when 4D has communicated or collaborated, whatever they've done with 3D, I don't think they've cooperated fairly. I think MPD does not deal with the residents of Mount Pleasant very well. I think they're more, if you will, uncaring about exactly what goes on. Now, the officers who are already in 3D, in my opinion, like others have said, they're familiar with the area and they're familiar with the people and they know the working intricacies, and I just don't think we need to be moved, and our location needs to be all the way up on Georgia Avenue. And is everybody familiar exactly where 4D station is, opposed to where 3D station is? That's a little distance, and I don't think they gave any respect to the residents. Like tomorrow, I'm glad they're having a meeting, and anybody knows me, I don't like doing meetings day back to back and back to back. But I will be here tomorrow because I think it's a very important issue. I really am against them moving to 4D.
Thank you. China.
I'm definitely sympathetic to the concerns around our moving into 4D. I'm not prepared at this time to vote for or against this resolution without also having an opportunity to hear the presentation from the police tomorrow. But at the same time, I am very sympathetic to the concerns, and I look forward to to voicing concerns that are in line with what I've heard tonight to the police tomorrow, unless they have something more persuasive for me.
Thank you, and thank you for keeping it short. The 4D was terrible. We were there for a long time. It for people that don't have cars, it's two changes of a bus to get there. Whereas 3D is within a few blocks away, as in when walking distance. The 4D officers are used to a suburban car-oriented type of policing because that's they have this vast territory. Their equipment, their orientation, their training, their local culture is all for that. The nature of Mount Pleasant is completely different. The bulk of the population, about 70% of Mount Pleasant, lives in highly dense areas in apartment buildings, and it requires a very different kind of policing. The officers in 4D are dealing mostly with, have very little familiarity and have had in the past. It's changing a little bit recently because of demographic moves with Latinos. And so we had far greater problems. I worked with the Latino groups to try to represent the problems with officers in 4D, and we were essentially ignored all the time. With no result. We've gotten a little better results in 3D, and we have a chance for making progress. This is something that has a huge impact on many lives. And if we don't fight this, I think that we and many of our residents, perhaps 20% of our residents, will be much more disadvantaged, and thus this is extremely important. Thank you.
Can I move the vote at this time?
Sure.
Yeah, I make a motion that we close discussion.
I second. All in favor of closing discussion? Okay, it's 5-1. Okay, discussion is now closed. We proceed to a vote. All in favor of the resolution, raise your hand. The motion fails 3. Wait, excuse me. How many are opposed? 2. How many are abstaining? 1. Therefore, the motion passes 3-2-1. Okay, good. The people supporting it are Jack, Stormy, and Greg. The opposed... Jack, I don't know the answer to that. Usually, my recollection is that you can't change your vote after the meeting, unlike in Congress. Well, we operate under different rules in the council. No, we operate under the parliamentary guide.
I have the vote tabulated. Jack, Stormy, and Greg voting yes. Jasmine and China voting no. Laura abstaining. So it passes by 3-2-1.
Yes, good. Sometimes one doesn't know. Okay, moving on to the next item of, I believe these were the two things that we're going to go through quickly, Jack. And so we can now go to the request for
for Fiesta DC.
Let me note that I simply transcribed the resolution we passed last year, so it will have to be modified to suit today.
I'm going to only make a couple of a few, very few changes when I read it. Resolved, ANC 1D advises Fiesta DC, FDC, and the Emergency Management Agency and others listed in Appendix B that 1D generally supports the issuance of permits to FDC for its proposed event on September the 25th, 2011. No, only the, not the appendix. And not even the why. Conditioned on the resolution of several topics, Appendix A, of important concerns to this neighborhood. Okay, now, I suggest, as part of this, I would like to strike the first paragraph of the why. And the second paragraph, instead of last year, 2 years ago. And the rest, I believe, can remain the same.
Bear with me, Greg. It takes me a little time to move these things from one to five to another.
I thought these were simpler than...
Well, but I see I can't edit it on...
Okay. Where are we at?
Just a quick note to the audience. I'm looking for my eyeglasses, and I could have sworn I left them in the bathroom, but I'm not quite sure. So if anybody sees, like, random glasses around, just let me know.
That's fine.
They're very difficult to find without them on.
I'm just trying to keep the noise low so he can... It's a delicate job. All right. Well, we could move to vote immediately and then discuss.
Okay, Greg, can you use the laser pointer and point to the screen to help me update this?
Okay, so the first change is from September 26th to 25th. You got that. The next change is to strike... this paragraph, first paragraph after why. The last change is from last year to 2 years ago. One moment, please. Okay. Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Okay. Jack, I'm trying to go around the room so that it's a matter of each person has an opportunity. Do you wish to
Jack,
say something?
Do you mind if I go first? Because I actually have to tip out at 8:30, and what I say will be fairly quick. Thanks.
Then the chair recognizes China.
I appreciate that. So, just a couple of things. The first point is that I wanted to say that I very much support DC Fiesta, and I look forward to attending the festival. I'm 100% behind you. The second point is that I did attend all of the meetings last year where we discussed this, and I remember a number of concerns that were brought up by many of our residents, and I know that this DC Fiesta intends to be very cooperative with us and help us resolve some of those concerns early. I think that a lot of the concerns from the residents are legitimate, and so if we could just kind of collaborate on how to address some of those issues, then I'm very supportive of that. And if there's anything that I can do in my area to assist in getting the word out and to really communicating with residents to let them know what you all are doing to be proactive, I'm happy to do that. The third thing is that I am supportive, actually. I know it looks like a long and intimidating list, rather overwhelming, but I am supportive of attaching many of the concerns that we had from last year to this year's, because I don't necessarily think that they've gone away, and for whatever reason, it seems that after each DC Fiesta, people raise the same concerns. And so I don't know if maybe it's a matter of doing a better job to communicate what DC Fiesta has done differently from the last time or what have you, but I'm concerned that even if you work hard to address the concerns that we have here, that people will still say that you didn't come next year. And so maybe that's a concern just to be mindful of, like figuring out how to let people know that that you actually did listen to them and that you actually did respond to their concerns. But I'm supportive of DC Fiesta. I also support the resolution in, you know, this format that Greg has more or less drafted it, and that's it.
Thank you. I have a question. Since we have agreed that this becomes a platform for further amendments as things are worked out, I would like to ask the Commission to vote on this and approve it, and we can have any discussion after that. Yes. So that we have all the commissioners here.
No, I don't agree with that, though. I'm totally fine with it. I think there needs to be the discussion before there's
all right,
the vote. Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if the...
Then I withdraw my suggestion. Let's move on.
If I can delegate my vote to proxy,
you
but
can't.
I don't think we can do that.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. Jack, I'm going to continue just to move around.
I know we've been through this before, and we certainly want Fiesta DC to continue to be here in Mount Pleasant. We are just working very hard to make sure that the impact on residents is tolerable. There have been problems in the past, and this was a list of issues that we felt warranted consideration, and we seem to have survived last year well enough. I guess I would be wonder if there are any items on this list that BSADC has a problem with. I say we should go ahead and pass this.
They're going to get back to us, and as I outlined in my email, the agreement is we're going to try to do this neighborly, and everybody listens to each other, and we'll pass amendments as the need arises. Jasmine.
I'm support Fiesta DC. Anyway, always I work with Fiesta DC and volunteers, but my point is I don't like the child to this conditional support, but because this is Latino community fiesta, and the last time for some agency in Mount Pleasant, the festival, you don't put conditional. I mean, I'm not feel comfortable with that. Can you change the conditional, please? For the Latino community, I mean, we need respect to not only Main Street Festival, you don't put conditional. Please. Thank you.
Let me, it was directed at me. The statement that it was not there last year is false. It was there last year. And it's been there on other resolutions as well. This is not singling out Latinos. May I move around?
Well, I'm just going to suggest, since this is merely the title, it's not in content of the resolution, strike the silly word. Be done with it.
All right. However, okay, I will. I'd like to talk about it later, though. Laura. Stormy.
I support striking the word conditional, and I am in favor of listening to Pastor DC. I'm sure that they've went over this list already. We've already been through this, so that's my opinion.
Okay. China, you've spoken.
Okay. I move that we vote on. Is it okay? I'm making a motion right now as an amendment. Will you accept it as a friendly amendment that we strike the title? Because what I'd like to do is vote on that amendment before I have to go. That we strike the word conditional from the title.
It was a friendly amendment. And
you accepted it?
I already accepted.
Oh, great. Never mind.
Okay. So let me say that we have a completely new group, almost completely new. They're struggling financially. In our discussions, I've told them, and that the commission does not want a quality festival, and not a larger festival. And if they have money problems and want to strike anything, that they should pull back the size of the festival so that we can maintain quality. And that everybody's seen the emails that we will use this as a platform for continuing refinement as we go. As I understand it, they're going to hire a traffic manager that will look over all this and come back to us after discussions. They need this now because they have to make appointments in a few days to start getting permits. Jack?
I would move that we close discussion and take a vote now.
All right. Okay, seeing no further discussion, let's try it that way. All in favor of the motion? 6-0. What else do we have that is critical?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
The motion to adjourn is always in order. Do you have a second? There's seeing no second, then we will move on. What?
I make a motion again that we adjourn.
I second the motion.
I have a problem. I have a serious problem with this.
No, Greg did not see her getting her microphone.
Unfortunately, Jack, a motion is to adjourn.
Yes, it is.
Always in order and with no discussion.
Yes, it is.
So we've got to apply the rules we've adopted equally. All in favor of adjournment?
Wait. We always have discussion on everything we vote on. So
not
how
this.
Do you not? Oh, you don't have a discussion on adjournment?
No, that's a part of the parliamentary rules of order.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, all in favor of adjournment? I see no votes in favor. All against? All against adjourning now? So it is 3-0, and the meeting will continue.
Let me point out that we haven't done secretary's report, treasury report, anything.
Sorry, I went to the restroom and I thought that I missed those.
No.
But why are we filling them out of order?
Since we've dealt with the critical items, let's move on to the officer reports. The chair's report is first. I'd like to
recall that we started off by dealing with the pupuseria issue so that Senora Vasquez could go home. But then we forgot about going back and taking care of our regular business, which we've done before.
Got it.
Stormy.
Can I please ask, is it possible that we can do the secretary and treasurer's report prior to the chair's report?
I don't think it makes any difference, but in this case, I will be brief and let me proceed, unless you wish to make it as a motion and get a second. I've spoken with the director of the Office of Latino Affairs that funded our translators for a year, something that I had worked out last year. And she told me that there is no money and that I discussed this with her a couple months ago when our funding ran down,
And what we are working on now is that the certified interpreter programs have required training sessions. And that means they go out and work for nonprofits for free. So we're trying to get that. The person that had volunteered to do this for the last couple of meetings did not show up. And so, and that's since it's part of their school duties for graduation, perhaps we can do that. But in the meantime, Roxana Olivius said that she will search for others. There's a steady stream, and she will devote her attention to making sure that we have some of them. This is the end of the chair's report. Jack.
Minutes of the May 17th meeting. Are there any corrections to those minutes?
Seeing none, I declare them accepted.
Thank you. We now have some support for putting together the electronic system, the public address system, which is why this is on the secretary's report. I would like to have the commission approve a contract with Radio CPR to provide that support for every meeting, paying them $50 each meeting so that I don't have to do everything.
Is there a second? Floral seconds. Is there a discussion? All in favor? It's 5-0. Let me observe that China Terrell left at...
I have it recorded.
Okay, good. But it should be stated for the record.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Thank you.
At 8:36.
You're quite right.
Okay, now moving on to the...
Treasurer's report. We've received the allotment for the second quarter of FY11, $3,520.39. I have a routine check written to Tony Grillo for doing the posters for $100. I assume there's no objection to that. And then a first check to Radio CPR for $50 for the assistance with the audio system setup today, this evening. Is there any objection to that?
Seeing none, I declare it accepted. Oh, there may be a question. Use the microphone.
Could you please remind me what is the appropriate way to request this group's permission to have an expenditure in the future? Do I say it during this period, or do I have to write a resolution?
Usually you write a resolution. This was already brought up before, and what he is doing is not needed because we already passed a resolution. It's his style to remind people of each and every expenditure. And Laura, I will talk with you about all the legal requirements one has to go through. It's not just simply presenting a motion. There's a lot more that has to be done. It's DC auditors and paperwork.
I should note that the agreement with Radio CPR also provides for the streaming of our audio onto the internet and their radio system. So this helps in some way with our public outreach.
I think Laura may have a point, though, and that is that we need to see... my email was out for quite some time, and perhaps I missed a copy of the contract.
I thought I had sent that out.
Maybe you did. It doesn't matter at this point, I think. So shall we proceed? We don't have a lot of time.
That's it for my treasurer's report. Yes.
All right. The next meeting, I think we will need. I've got to double check.
Excuse me. There is the contract. There is the agreement.
Okay. Since it was sent out, I think Laura's got a point that we should be more careful about this and be clear. It was sent out, and apparently everybody else read it. I will trust Jack. Ha ha ha. And so I move that this contract be accepted. Is there a second?
Laura? Second.
Okay. And all in favor? It's 5-0. Stormy.
I have a quick request about the first subject here.
When we get under new business, shall I wait till you get there?
Actually, well, you're right. It is new business because it wasn't dealt with. Let's discuss at this point any other things that I did forget to say that that we may need. I've gotten two different responses on when we need to get in the opposition to the library's new request for a variance. And I hope the first I got was from the secretary of the BCA as July 7th, which would be adequate. And if it doesn't, well, then I will call commissioners before calling a special meeting, because I think this is something that we should not let go by.
Okay, I just want to point out we do have this item on the regular agenda, considering the informal meeting, should there be a topic for that informal meeting. And in fact, in this case, because it's on the 5th of July, are we even going to be here to have an informal meeting?
I will be.
This commissioner will not be.
Well, we have a quorum. You will or will not? Okay, good. Will you, Jack? Yes. Jasmine? Good, so we have a quorum. A likely quorum, and perhaps China will be as well. I think that we may want to have, unfortunately, the time that we spent asking people. We were supposed to discuss BSDC at the last meeting, and we really didn't get into it. So I suggest that as the board and others get into BSDC, we may want to hear about that, because that's one of the really hot topics. So I'd like to suggest that we have the library and Fiesta DC as two of the topics. Any other ideas?
Sounds good to me.
Laura.
I just wanted to share that I also had the opportunity this week to meet with the principal of Bancroft School, and there's some opportunity for this ANC to get involved with some of their ongoing efforts to improve the quality of education for children at that school, and that touches all of our single-member districts. So in an upcoming meeting, maybe not by July 5th, but soon, I'd like to work with this commission and together with the school to see what we can do collectively to make sure our kids are getting the best education possible. And I just also want to note for the record, I unfortunately need to miss the July 19th business meeting because I will not be I'll be out of town because of work travel.
Thank you for the advance notice. All right. So, Jack, I believe we have the things settled for the next meetings. Thank you for continuing. Stormy, were you wanting?
Yes, I want to know. Time is drawing near. We will be adjourning soon. I wanted to know, is it necessary for us to address the first topic under new business tonight?
My answer is no. We already have it as a resolution. I do say that the stop work orders on the library are critical, and it would be good to consider them tonight. Jasmine.
Only the question, we don't change the conditional for the name for Fiesta DC?
It has been changed.
No.
That's a different list. That's just the list of topics for tonight. It's not the outgoing resolution. The word conditional is gone.
It's no longer there, Jasmine. It's gone.
Jasmine,
okay.
I think
that's just the list that we had for tonight.
Jasmine, I think you were right to ask. Okay. So I believe the remaining ones are the issues on the stop work orders.
Okay, are we going to address that? Because we're wasting minutes. As a commission, are we addressing that? Can we speak up, please, if we are?
Yes. There are... Actually, I would like to split these. The other one didn't get in, so... let me read it. Resolved, ANC1D advises DCRA to issue a stop work order on the Mount Pleasant Library construction until safety issues in and around the site are clearly resolved and there are no significant risks to neighbors within a block distance and others in the area. At a minimum, DC Fire and DC WASA should test all the hydrants within 2,000 feet. The hydrants to assure that the five hydrants are in working status and flow water flow rate, to visibly band all hydrants, noting their working status and work flow rate, develop a schedule of repairs for all hydrants that are not at optimum status and flow rate, and to develop a plan to retrofit the hydrants to modernize nozzle capacity. Two, as required by DC Construction Code, we advise, 1D advises, that DCRA bring together DC, the fire department, and WASA for meetings to develop a publicly documented pre-fire safety plan pursuant to DC Construction Code. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion. Let me lead off a bit by saying that there was a fire in Mount Pleasant along two blocks north on 16th Street. Several months ago, and they did not have water flow. So we know that that in many of the fires we've had, they do not find adequate water flow, and this is a significant issue, impinging on the health and safety of a large number of people. Have further discussion? Seeing none, can we move to a vote? Seeing no opposition, all in favor? 5-0. If there are no more urgent items on the agenda, unless somebody wants to, yes.
Just that first one has been on our agenda now for a month. Can we just quickly pass it? I don't see why we wouldn't just deal with it.
All right. Jack, you want to read it?
Resolved that the ANC1D bylaws be modified by the addition of the following paragraph. Article 15, miscellaneous, section 8. Data required for access to and modification to mentioned sites serving the commission, such as the login name and password for the online checking account, shall be provided for safekeeping to the executive director of advisory neighborhood commissions by the commissioner in possession of such data. Said director is to provide these data to another ANC 1D commissioner upon receipt of a resolution passed in a public property notice commission meeting specifying the transfer.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion or can we move to a vote? All in favor? 5-0.
I make a motion for adjournment.
All in favor? 5-0. The meeting closes at 8:50. Thank you.
this meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is an issue.
Yeah, yeah, but then, you know, this is, I never say I don't want these things. Hey, give me the solution for things. I make, you know, so many questions over this, you know, but the guys say no.
That's okay.
Sorry.
But tomorrow night is a night to bring this up.
No, we need to talk to you.